Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Smales reporting for WTNS News. A Coshocton area man has died following a single vehicle crash west of Conesville. Sheriff Tim Rogers says 33-year-old Dwayne S. Dobson was driving a Chevy Trailblazer westbound on Virginia Township Road 288 when he went off the right side of the roadway. The truck then struck a tree. Sheriff Rogers says Dobson was pronounced dead at the scene by County Coroner Dr. Robert Gwynn. Also assisting were Conesville Fire Department, EMS, and Prince's Wrecker. The crash remains under investigation. It occurred about 6:15 yesterday morning. The Sheriff's Office reports one other accident, as well as several complaints from over the weekend. Deputies were called to the Cedar Street Inn in reference to a male causing issues. Deputies later arrested and charged John C. Kimberly with disorderly conduct and criminal trespassing. Deputies were called to the 400 block of Pine Street for a door that had been forced open. They were also dispatched to the area of Wills Creek Dam in reference to a report of a female threatening to harm herself. Mac Bowler III of Coshocton was arrested and charged with possession of drugs, aggravated disorderly conduct, obstruction, and resisting arrest. Officers responded to the 400 block of North 9th Street on a neighbor dispute, also to the area of County Road 9 and Tasty Apple in reference to a kayak floating. The boat was recovered and no one was located. Ashley McCormick of Coshocton reported being assaulted. And the other accident, Cassie Spain of Coshocton was backing from a parking space at the canal boat landing when she struck a parked vehicle belonging to Samuel Brown of Coshocton. From the West Lafayette Police, a resident in the 400 block of George Street reported a neighbor complaint. Officers received a 911 hang-up call from the 300 block of East Main Street. A resident in the 100 block of North Oak reported a parking complaint. Officers received a traffic complaint from the 53,000 block of County Road 16, another traffic complaint from the 100 block of North Kirk Street, and a resident in the 300 block of East 4th Street reported a theft. The Ohio State Fair has ended its relationship with a New Jersey company that operated a ride that killed a man when it broke apart in July 2017. A panel appointed by the Ohio Exposition Commission ousted Amusements of America, which had provided fair rides and amusements for 26 years. Texas-based Tally Amusements won the four-year contract in a competition based on point scoring. The decision comes days after 19-year-old Jennifer Lambert, who was severely injured when the swinging and spinning fireball ride fell apart, died of liver failure. Her attorney says it's not known yet whether her death was caused by those injuries. 18-year-old Tyler Jarrell was killed in the accident. Opponents to a reclassification of waste injection wells along U.S. 36 say they're prepared to make their voice heard at an upcoming Ohio EPA hearing. Coshocton Environmental Awareness hosted a rally at the Court Square over the weekend with approximately 40 people at any given time listening on. Some carried signs objecting to the pending approval of an application by Buckeye Brine to designate a pair of Class 2 wells for drilling brine to Class 1 for non-hazardous industrial waste. Others were critical of local officials not taking a stance on the issue.
We live in a society that is so used to convenience, and we don't want to give up the convenience, but the convenience down the road is going to kill us.
I mean, that is right next to our tourist center, right across from a major commercial center that we all use, the Walmart and the little strip mall back there. There are churches, there are residences, we have recreation facilities there, our kids swim there, there's soccer fields there. I couldn't think of
if I were a hunter or a fisherman, I would think it really important to keep the wildlife safe and healthy. And if I were a farmer, I would think to be very concerned about my crops and how I made my living. And if I owned a winery or a business in Roscoe Village, for example, and tourism was how I made a living, I'd certainly care about how these injection wells may play a part in all of those things. No repermitting! Thank you.
once it's a done deal, it's too late. We can't turn around. We can't undo the harm that is done.
They have no control of it once it's in the ground. It goes where it will. And nobody knows where that will is.
When you realize how the bureaucracy works, and you realize how money plays into decisions, regular folks like us, it's an uphill battle. Yeah, it's an uphill battle, but we have a lot of company struggling up that hill.
Buckeye brine officials outline in their application how the wells are built to industry specifications and safety measures that are in place. While no hazardous waste would be accepted, critics argue that all that would take is another permit change if the Class 1 designation is approved. The information session and public hearing will be held 6 p.m. on Thursday, October 18th at Coshocton High School. Comments must be received by 5 p.m. Friday, October 26th. Thanks for joining me this morning. I'm Ken Smales, reporting.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning to you. It is time for the Communication Lines program, and I'm Mike Bechtel. I'll be with you until 11 o'clock this morning. We are going to have open phone lines for the largest portion of our program today to talk about whatever is on your mind. A lot of things to talk about, whether it's the aftermath of Hurricane Florence, whether it's things that are going on around our country over the weekend. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about sports and the Cleveland Browns yesterday. One thing I'll say about the Browns is that they find new and inventive and creative ways to lose each and every week. But we can talk about that here in just a little bit. Tough day for the Steelers yesterday as well. So those are some of the things going on in the world of sports. Also, the Indians clinched the American League Central over the weekend. Those are just suggestions. A lot of other stories that we have had in the news this morning. Maybe you'd like to add your thoughts. But it is a celebration at Riverview. It's the 50-year celebration of Riverview Volleyball. And we have here in the studio with us this morning Cassie Dolgar, Riverview senior, and legendary coach of the Riverview volleyball team, Kathy Ames, although I don't think that she appreciates that term very well. But good morning, Cassie. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us this morning.
Now, you're a senior at Riverview.
Yes, I am.
And on the volleyball team.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the senior project.
Well, a senior project is for seniors who want to impact their community in a positive way and want to give back. So our way of giving back this year is to celebrate everybody who's been in the past volleyball programs, the coaches, who's been avid fans and players.
And what is it about volleyball that appeals to you? Why did you get involved?
I got involved because it is a family aspect around that place. I have made my bestest friends from playing volleyball, and I've learned life skills of losing and winning as a team and being a team player and showing younger kids how to lead, and I just absolutely love volleyball.
Where did the idea come from to spearhead the 50-year celebration?
The idea came from Coach Olinger. She came to me and asked if I would like to head it up, and I'm pretty sure Kathy Ames had something to do with that because she absolutely loves volleyball, and she's probably the one who came up with the idea.
All right, so what is going to happen? It's going to be Saturday, the September the 29th, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Who are you playing that day?
We're playing West Holmes.
And how are you going to recognize the 50-year celebration?
We're going to recognize the players, and we're going to have them come in, and they're going to be different activities that they can do. We're going to have T-shirts for sale. An address book so we can get in contact with them if we need to. There's going to be some scrapbooks from previous coaches. Kathy Ames is bringing in her scrapbook, and so is Carrie Bamer. There will be videotapes there so we can watch some of the games that Kathy coached back in the day. And then we're...
And I think Coach Bamer's bringing some. Okay.
And Coach Bamer's going to bring some videotapes also. The celebration will probably start around 1:30. Around 2:30, but we would like everybody to come and watch the JV and the varsity players. the celebration is going to be in the gym, and we're going to ask the players to stand up by years, and we're going to have the coaches maybe come down and say something about their years of coaching so we can hear about them and what their experiences were like. There will be a 50-50 drawing that day also.
About how many, do you have an idea about how many alumni are going to be there?
There are 40 signed up right now, mm-hmm. but that isn't counting. About signing up, on our Riverview Volleyball page, there is a flyer and a link that you can go and sign up on a survey telling us if you can or can't come. And if you can't come, still please sign up so then we can get some updated information on you. There is also a flyer on our Riverview main page online that you can sign up, or you can even email us.
And what is that email address?
50thVolleyballAniversary@gmail.com.
So a lot of information available online. 40 people signed up already, you say, and I'm sure you'd like to see a lot more than that.
Yes, I would.
All right, very good. That is coming up Saturday, September the 29th. And Cassie, tell us a little bit about the whole concept of a senior project at Riverview.
The whole concept is pretty much impacting your community in a positive way. And I know a lot of different senior projects have to do with either some sports at the school, because we're big in sports, so ours is like getting everybody together and celebrating volleyball.
I've spoken with several Riverview seniors over the last couple of years about the senior projects, and it really is very nice to see what a diverse, different group of projects that there are.
Yes, there are definitely different projects, and each person comes up with a unique one that is like fit to what they love and what they're passionate about.
All right, and that is Cassie Dolgar. We'll talk a little bit more before we wrap up, but we do have in the studio with us Kathy Ames, and she was the coach of the Riverview volleyball team for 24 seasons. And good morning, Kathy. Thank you for being here with us today.
Well, you're more than welcome, Mike. Glad to be here.
I'd like to ask you just first, right out of the chute here, your philosophy towards coaching volleyball.
My philosophy mm-hmm. on coaching? If you're going to work that hard, you better win. But unfortunately, you don't win all the games, but you do your best to try. And the important thing is, it's not just about volleyball. It's about being a member of a team. It's about representing your school and being a good citizen while you're representing your school. And certainly not just volleyball, but any sport that they play, any activity that they're involved in, and to be involved within that school that they belong to.
Kathy, you're coming into this season. Collectively, the Riverview volleyball program has amassed a record of 835 wins, 241 losses. Certainly the teams that you coached were a big part of that.
They were, and a lot of that you have to go back before I even started coaching there with Jane Sykes and Elaine Holmes and Judy Mikesell and Linda Ellis that were the coaches before. But Jane was really the one that just made it happen. And she really instilled, I think, a work ethic in the players that were on the teams. And I was very impressed with, when I first came to Riverview in 76, how hard those kids would work at practice during the matches, and they were driven to succeed. And, you know, when you look at that record is the product of what the mentality of all the players were. And the other thing is, you know, all the programs worked hard. All of them had good coaches. And it just built upon one another and created a very successful program.
And you came to Riverview in 1976, and from what I've gathered, what you're saying, there was already a culture of hard work and winning in the volleyball program.
Absolutely.
And can you take us back to the first Riverview volleyball team? When was that?
Okay, that was in 1969, and when it first started, all of it was being run through GAA, Girls Athletic Association. It was common in that day for any of the athletic teams to be typically set up by the GAA. There were not that many schools where the athletic departments actually ran it. They left it to the other association. And I think 1972, obviously, with Title IX, and I know a lot of people cringe at that one, but it was necessary, and it did allow for more equality for females to participate in athletics. And that after that occurred, the OHSAA had their first female assistant commissioner, Dolores Bilhart, and she started things rolling towards getting state tournaments for the girls' sports. And the first state tournament in Ohio was actually for gymnastics. And if I remember right, that was in 73.
Okay, so a little bit of history. Now, back in 1969, would you say that, I don't know, half the schools had a volleyball team, a quarter, most of them?
I couldn't tell you for certain. I grew up in Columbus, and, you know, I was in high school from 65 to 68, and we had teams, and we played other schools in Columbus, Bexley, Bishop Hartley, you know, there was basketball, there was track, and... you know, I don't recall any of those schools being run by anything other than the GAA.
What brought you to Riverview in 1976?
I think it was called a job. And but I did start at my career in 1972 at Indian Valley South High School. And I actually got a call from Jane Sykes in 72. She had asked me if I would come officiate volleyball because I had my license to officiate. I had received that when I was in college. And that was my first experience going to Riverview. I went to Tri-Valley, would officiate at Ridgewood. And, in fact, Dan Smith and I used to officiate together. And in 1972, the IVC was starting... their girls volleyball in a lot of those schools, and so it's like most things, it's got to start somewhere.
Where did your passion for volleyball come from? Obviously, it was something that you did. You mentioned you were official when you were in college. What attracts you to volleyball?
First of all, if it was a sport, I wanted to play. And you have to understand, growing up, I had three brothers. And grew up in a neighborhood in Columbus where everybody went out in the summer and we just played games. And, you know, so it was one of those things where volleyball, I played basketball, I ran track. When I went to college at Ohio University, I ended up being involved in five different sports down there and with minimal support from the university. And but actually, my favorite sport is field hockey.
Field hockey. Well, we have yet to have a field hockey team here in Coshocta County. There are some in Ohio, though, aren't there?
Oh, yes, there are. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. What about field hockey then?
I just loved the game. I had never seen it before. Had gone down my senior year to look at OU. And saw my first field hockey game, and I went, I want to play that when I get here. And so I did.
Now, you've already mentioned Title IX, but can you talk a little bit about how volleyball and girls' sports has changed throughout your career as a coach?
Well, you would need about 7 hours for that one, Mike. But the game was competitive back in the day. It's still competitive. It's a faster game. We've gone from the big change was going from the side-out game of 2-out-3 to 15 points to rally scoring. And there on the varsity level, it's 3-out-5. And then your freshman JV teams play 2-out-3, 25 points. And, you know, but it's the game has evolved, as do most sports. And kids certainly have to, the players spend an awful lot of time out of season having to play. And that has made it more competitive as well.
How about fan support and how that has changed, if at all, from the beginning through today? And, of course, having a winning program like Riverview has had will be an encouragement to the fans as well.
The fan support at Riverview has always been very good. I mean, And, of course, back then in the 70s and the 80s, the economics were a little bit better. I think we've seen economics affect how many fans are able to go to the games. And because, I mean, the reality is it costs money to go. And that's one of the ways that the programs are supported. And sometimes people have to make choices as to how they spend that money. But, I mean, we on occasion, especially during tournaments, when the tournaments were held at Riverview, I can recall one match in particular, 1983 district final. The gym was packed, both sides. Riverview was playing John Glenn, and the match was one of those for the ages. But and yes, we won.
Well, you already just led me into the next question, but that would be what are some of your greatest moments, your fondest moments of being the coach of the team?
That would be every day, okay? And it was not just about the varsity. It was watching the junior varsity progress, the freshmen. And the reality is those teams aren't good at that level if you don't have good people over at the junior high doing the job as well. And junior high sometimes gets overlooked. People don't want to overlook them, but they're kind of on the back burner in terms of getting the credit, but they deserve the credit because of what those coaches and those players do for the activity.
Kathy, Cassie, you already alluded to this, but can you share a little bit about some of the life's lessons and the things that are taught within the context of sports or volleyball?
Well, I think in all sports, number one, it should teach you discipline. And it should also teach you that you don't always get what you want. I mean, if that were the case, we would have no losses. But there are losses, and you have to learn how to deal with those and what you have to do to change it so maybe the next match isn't a loss. And it's also about responsibility. You need to buy into the program, whatever, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, whether it's softball, whatever it is. You have to buy into the program and make it your goal to be the best you can be. And if you can be the best you can be, the odds are there's going to be more wins than losses.
Now, you stepped down as coach years ago, but do you ever pop in to give a pep talk before a key match, or are you involved in any way?
Well, I still officiate volleyball, and so I've pretty much tried to stay away from being around the varsity. And even after 18 years, you would think it shouldn't matter, but it's just better not to be. And but I do officiate some junior high matches over at the junior high, the 7th and 8th grade, and I've done some freshman matches, and on rare occasions have been called in for JV and varsity.
And what are your thoughts on the success of the Riverview program following your departure?
Well, obviously, they've still been very successful. And, you know, we've been very fortunate that this has continued to go through the years.
All right. It's the 50-year celebration of Riverview volleyball, and that will be held Saturday, September the 29th. As Riverview takes on West Holmes, and we've been talking with Kathy Ames. She was the coach of the Riverview Lady Bears volleyball team for 24 years, and also Riverview senior Cassie Dolgar with us. So we'll take a break and be back right after these words.
The best barbecue pros in America will tell you nothing beats the flavor of food cooked over a wood fire. You can cook just like the barbecue pros with your own Traeger, the original wood-fired outdoor grill. Traeger grills combine simplicity with superior flavor of cooking over wood, so you'll make perfect meals every time. With a Traeger grill, you can cook hot and fast or low and slow. Traeger grills can grill, smoke, bake, roast, braise, or barbecue anything with wood-fired convection power. With 9 varieties of natural hardwood fuel, you can get a different flavor every night of the week. Take the Traeger challenge and taste the Traeger difference, and you'll never go back to your old grill. See for yourself at Our Ace Hardware. They've got the helpful hardware folks that can help you choose the right Traeger grill for your home.
Cook like a barbecue pro with your own Traeger grill from Our Ace Hardware, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton. For winning Ohio Lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
In today's society, it has become common for people to select their own memorial, taking the responsibility off family members at the time of need. This allows for the design of the monument that best symbolizes their lives. A special monument can say so much about the person they represent. This is Tim Milligan from Milligan Memorials, and for 107 years we have been providing the honest answers and quality products your family deserves. Stop by Milligan Memorials at 1132 Cemetery Drive and let our family help you create your own special lasting memorial.
Call Milligan Memorials at 622-5833.
We see that the ag industry is changing, and we know you already have enough surprises to deal with, so we thought you'd like a heads up. We're building a new NK Seeds. Mark your calendars. 2019 is a new day.
And this new day could also mean a premium for every bushel. How? By growing Enogen corn and contracting with your local ethanol plant. Ethanol plants run more efficiently. You reap the rewards. Talk to your NK retailer today or visit Enogen.com.
Papa's sandwiches are now available at Coshocton's Papa John's Pizza. Choose from Philly cheesesteak, meatball provolone, barbecue chicken bacon, Italian hero, and buffalo chicken, just $6.99 each. Call 740-623-8483 or order online at papajohns.com.
The weather is brought to you by Stewart Interiors, your interior design center. See Stewart Interiors for Homecrest cabinetry, granite, Corian, and Cambria quartz countertops, window blinds, and a complete line of quality flooring, including carpeting. For craftsmanship and quality, choose Stewart Interiors, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Rain today with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Near steady temperatures around 70. Chance of rain is 90%. For tonight, cloudy with a rain likely with isolated thunderstorms in the evening. A chance of showers after midnight. Warm with near steady temperatures in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly cloudy, humid, with highs in the upper 70s. Right now outside our studios here in Coshocton, it is 68 degrees. We're going to have open phone lines here in just a few moments. So we are back once again with Riverview senior Cassie Dolgar, and her senior project is to coordinate the 50-year celebration of Riverview volleyball. And also, just to give some credit, you're not going about this alone.
No, Bella Huddleston's actually helping me also, but she wasn't able to be here with me.
Okay, so Cassie, when was the first time that you met Coach Ames?
Oh, when did I meet you?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think I met her at a volleyball game, actually.
Okay, but I'm sure you knew all about her.
Oh, yes, all right. Definitely.
Very good. Well, now the 50-year celebration, you mentioned you've got about 40 former players, and Coach Ames, and you mentioned during the break there that this isn't just for players, it's anybody involved in the program.
Yes, it's anybody that's ever been involved in the high school program, avid fans, statisticians, scorebook keepers, ticket tapers, videotapers,
managers,
ball girls, water girls, stats.
Okay, we left anybody out? All right, no, anybody that's involved is invited, and again, they can go to those various websites that we mentioned. We'll give them another mention before we wrap up today, but Cassie, what else would you like to share with us about the celebration and what's going to happen that day?
Yes, so after we announce all the players outside, there will be food, videotapes to watch, and a selfie background, so take something and take some pictures so you're able to remember this. Coach Ames and Coach Bamer will be actually bringing their scrapbooks that you can look at, and Coach Ames will be giving hers away so people can sign up for those. Coach Bamer would still like to keep those.
Okay, you're giving away your scrapbook.
Yeah.
Very generous. How extensive of a scrapbook is it?
Well, there's a few, and okay. And you have to remember, I didn't just coach volleyball. I also coached basketball while I was there in track, and they started the softball program, I think it was in 1980 at Riverview, and Needy Burris ended up being the coach of that, and she had coached for us in volleyball, and so I've got a few articles on softball as well.
Okay. And Cassie, what else should we touch on here today?
There will also be a memorial board that you're able to put up names of people that have passed away that have been involved in our program and also that has impacted your life as a volleyball player and as like a student athlete.
Okay. And once again, if people do want to find out more, get signed up, maybe they were involved in the program and they want to be a part of the celebration, where do they go? What do they do?
They can go to the Riverview main page online, and there should be a flyer that you can click on, and there will be a website that will take you to a survey that you can sign up on. Also, on our Riverview volleyball page on Facebook, there is a sign up on there that has a link that will take you to the website also to sign up. And then we have an email also that's 50thavolleyballanniversary@gmail.com.
All right. Anything else before we wrap up today?
Oh, and also at the end, the net will still be set up, so if you got the urge to play, you can go out there and play.
You know they will.
But they better have insurance.
All right. Very good. That's Saturday, September the 29th versus West Holmes. Everyone is invited. It's the 50-year celebration of Riverview Volleyball. We have been speaking with Coach Kathy Ames and also Cassie Dolgar, a Riverview senior. We have open phone lines from here on out, 740-622-1560.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. Chiropractic helps athletes perform better by removing the interference on the nervous system, improves flexibility, increases blood flow, and decreases the chance of injury. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
Today's healthcare choices seem endless. At Trinity, we help you every step of the way. Our intimate environment provides you with almost everything big hospitals offer, but with less hassles. If you have a need, we have a solution. We offer emergency care, heart and lung services, lab and blood draw services, sleep medicine, routine medical care, mammography, wound care, and much more. Learn more about Trinity Hospital Twin City at trinitytwincity.org or call us at 740-922-2800.
The best carryout deal in town is here. Now at Domino's, you can order any large three-topping pizza for just $7.99 any day of the week. That's right, only $7.99 for a large three-topping carryout pizza. With no limit, it's the perfect excuse for an office party or an easy way to feed your entire family. Give us a call today in Coshocton at 622-9345 or in Newcomerstown at 498-4131 and get your large three-topping carryout pizza for only $7.99.
Hi, this is Jeff Drennan from the Jeff Drennan Dealerships, and it's time to talk about the power of three. What is the power of three? It's three dealerships, three times the selection, three times the service, and three times the people, and always the best deal. The power of three gives you nine all-American made brands from GM, Chrysler, and Ford. Simply put, the power of three means you are covered. Look no further than the Jeff Drennan Dealerships and the power of three for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us today at jeffdrennan.com.
At SprintPrint, you know we offer top-notch quality printing, but did you know we also offer color and black and white copies, lamination, bindery services, layout and design services, newsletters, posters, specialty items for advertising, invitations, and social stationery. And, of course, SprintPrint does all of your business printing, like letterhead, envelopes, business cards, and invoices. Come to SprintPrint for all of your printing needs. 520 Main Street, Town Center. SprintPrint, where customer service is our tradition.
This is Tim Postlewaite with College Park Home Care. When it comes to selecting a home health care agency, there are many choices. But before you invite an agency into your home, make sure you know something about them. For example, if you need to contact the agency, do you actually get a live person and not a dreaded voicemail? Do they have frequent contact with your physician? Do they make you feel comfortable and secure? At College Park Home Care, we can say yes to all of these. For exceptional home care provided by an outstanding award-winning agency, call College Park Home Care at 623-4607.
Hand off, pounces inside, in for the touchdown. And did it easy. Just gave, put him in motion, hand inside, hand off, and he goes 5 yards for the Riverview touchdown.
The high school football season is underway.
Hi, everybody. This is Casey Claxon, along with WTNS Sports Director Tom Thompson.
Join us each week with Steve Corries for Talking Football, a weekly gridiron preview for Coshocton, Riverview, and Ridgewood, sponsored by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Talking Football is a special video program that can be seen each week on the Internet, through social media, and the new MyWTNSRadio.com website.
And we'll also air a radio-only edition of Talking Football each Thursday and Friday right here on WTNS as we preview the upcoming games for the Redskins, Black Bears, and Generals.
So join us each week for Talking Football, sponsored by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
He jumps over the top and is into the end zone. Touchdown, Riverview.
Check out the WTNS Facebook and Twitter each week for a new Talking Football video.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Wait a minute, did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing and every ing your small business needs.
What about shredding?
Yep.
Ooh, mailboxing?
Uh-huh.
Notarizing?
That too.
How about business carding?
Without a doubt.
Okay, say my pastry shop needs some menus. Can you make them...
Mouth-watering?
Now I think I'm getting it.
You're a quick learner.
The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Everything is possible now.
The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
If you think the only thing the UPS Store does is shipping, you've got another ing coming. With convenient locations in our area, they offer printing, copying, faxing, notarizing, every ing for your small business. And, of course, shipping.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They guarantee your claim will be fast, fair, and hassle-free. Or your money back, no questions asked. It's another way Allstate is changing car insurance for good.
For a free quote, call Coshocton Allstate agent Taylor Insurance and Financial today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved.
This look at the weather is brought to you by locally owned and operated Rick's Auto Sales and Repair, offering dent, ding, and major collision damage repair by their ASC Blue certified technicians. Now featuring an ASC certified full service department. From collisions to brakes to engine repair, Rick's Auto Sales and Repair on South 2nd Street across from Bueller's.
Rain today, isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, near steady temperatures around 70. Chance of rain is 90%. For tonight, cloudy, with rain likely and isolated thunderstorms in the evening, and a chance of showers after midnight. Warm, with near steady temperatures in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming a partly cloudy, humid, with highs in the upper 70s. Currently it is 68 degrees. In downtown Coshocton, we have open phone lines between now and 11 o'clock this morning. And now, you know, I'm going to get to sports. A lot of things going on in the world of sports, baseball and college football and the NFL. But phone lines are open if there's something else that you would like to bring up, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9280. 84, and this one's kind of a little bit of a random story, but intriguing ideas behind it. From Cincinnati, police and fire recruits in Cincinnati are being asked about their sexual history in an attempt to evaluate their character. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports the city's application process includes questions about applicants' most unusual sex acts and how many times they've had sex outdoors. Local police union president Dan Hills told the Inquirer he supports questions that might indicate recruits' law-breaking exposure, but doesn't see how questions about lawful private matters would be relevant. Cincinnati officials say the questions are used to gauge recruits' reactions and responses to difficult questions. An Ohio Civil Rights Commission spokeswoman says no discrimination lawsuits have been filed over the questions, but said they do, quote, raise eyebrows. The newspaper reports neighboring Ohio communities also ask candidates for their safety forces about sexual acts and urges. So what do you think about that? There's a couple of examples of the types of things that are being asked, and this is for police and firefighter recruits, and I understand about gauging recruits' reactions and responses to difficult questions, but it would seem that that would be rather private, even though they're difficult questions. It's the type of thing that, well, is nobody's business. What do you think about that? Give me a call, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And a lot of other directions that we could go. I'd like to hear from you. If you need a minute to digest that last story and share your thoughts, I'd like to hear from you. A couple of other things before we get to sports. If there is something of your own that you want to bring up, you know what to do. Phone lines are open. Let's get started. We'll be back right after these words.
Did you know your experiences as a parent, grandparent, or person over 50 could be great qualifications for a job as a professional caregiver? Life has taught you compassion, nurturing, respect, and an appreciation for others. Intrum Healthcare looks for and values these qualities in our caregivers. If providing companionship and dignity to others while helping with housekeeping, transportation, meal preparation, medication reminders, personal care, and dressing sounds like something that you would enjoy, Intrum Healthcare would like to speak with you. Give Intrum Healthcare a call at 740-623-2949 or visit us online at intrumhealthcare.com.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Recently, my friend John told me about the Design 3D tool at wickbuildings.com. I was able to choose the type of building I wanted to design and customize it just the way I wanted. And trust me, I'm no designer. But the Design 3D tool is so easy to use. Got a building in mind? Try the Design 3D tool at wickbuildings.com today.
Visit us at the Ohio Farm Science Review in London, September 18th through the 20th, and see the outstanding quality and value that comes with every Wick building.
A majority of Americans consume a regular intake of processed food and diets that aren't truly healthy. In the long run, this leads to chronic inflammation, a weakened immune system, and ultimately illness and disease. This is Dr. Brad Arndt from Arndt Chiropractic. Most of today's health problems, such as digestive problems, chronic fatigue, frequent colds, and much more, are from poor eating habits. At Arndt Chiropractic, we offer expert guidance in nutrition, non-invasive testing methods, and excellent, affordable whole food and herbal supplements unlike anything over the counter. Let us prove to you what nutrition can do for your health. For questions or appointments, call Arndt Chiropractic at 740-622-4659.
You and your family are invited to the Tuscarawas County Fair now through Sunday. Enjoy great food, rides, entertainment, vendor booths, and check out the fair barn. General admission is $5 and an unlimited ride pass is $15. Rides start at 5 p.m. today. Veterans get in free with military ID sponsored by Wendy's. Free at the grandstand. Watch Motocross Championships at 7:30. Find discount tickets for Thursday's Family Day at all First National Bank locations, Heritage County Store, and WTUZ. Go to TuscCountyFairgrounds.com for more information.
Any thoughts on that story out of Cincinnati? Questions being asked for recruits for to be a firefighter or a police officer in Cincinnati. We can talk about that if you would like. I'd like to hear from you between now and 11 this morning. And another story here has to do with first responders. A new commemorative stamp from the U.S. Postal Service honors first responders across the country, including firefighters, law enforcement officers, and emergency medical personnel who assisted during a wildfire and deadly mudslide in the Montecito, California area. KSBY-TV reports media giant and Montecito resident Oprah Winfrey gave local first responders a personal thanks during the Friday stamp ceremony. The stamp depicts a firefighter, paramedic, and police officer in red, white, and blue. Winfrey described the first responders who worked during the Thomas Fire and January 9th mudslide as brave and undaunted, teen Lauren Canton, who was rescued from mud by first responders, sang God Bless America at the ceremony. Her father and brother were killed in the mudslide. So commemorative stamps from the U.S. Postal Service honoring first responders. So we can talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Looking for our first phone call of the morning. And I'd like to hear from you right now. A lot of directions that we could go. I've mentioned a few things. So if there's anything that I've mentioned that you'd like to talk about or something completely different, give me a call. From today's computer news, want to fight against online companies that routinely track your internet surfing habits? You now have a pair of allies in that battle. New protections built into Apple's Safari browser and in Mozilla's Firefox browser are providing help. Both are aimed at keeping companies from turning cookie data files to store information about you and incorporate that information into efforts to electronically stalk you. One privacy expert says the effort Apple has made with its Safari browser is especially significant because it's aimed at stopping companies from overriding user decisions to delete their cookies. So, I didn't know such a thing existed. I thought you could go into any browser and delete cookies. And apparently that is not the case. And for those little bit of computer 101, the cookies are the little bits of data that are put on your computer that says where you have been. And the browsers and the operators know your browsing history. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560. And maybe looking at that at a little bit different perspective. The internet is a valuable marketing tool these days. And those that are spending money advertising on the internet, they want to know that their advertising dollars are reaching the people whom are most likely to use or purchase their product or service. It used to be when the internet first started up, when we started getting those annoying internet ads, that they were random things. And now when the ads pop up, they look like they are tailor-made just for you. And that is because they are. So those ads perhaps can point you in the right direction or direction that you want to go when you are researching something that you would like to buy. Are you buying that? Give me a call. Let me know. Phone lines are open between now and 11, and we do have some callers waiting. So let's get to the phones now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Morning.
Well, they can't blame this one on the weather, can they?
No. The one thing that I will say about the Browns is that they find new and different and creative ways to lose. They seem to do it a different way every time.
Yeah. Well, that kicker missed in the Pittsburgh game. I think he missed a point after and a field goal. And this time in no weather, he missed two point afters and two field goals. You know.
With good snaps and with good holds.
He might be gone today.
I'm sorry?
I said he might be gone today.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a surprise. In fact, he was on my, I didn't start him yesterday, he was on my fantasy football league, and I cut him before the game was even over.
Yeah, because
too much uncertainty.
8 points.
Yeah, 8 points and the field goals or extra points. I think they moved it back a couple of years ago, so they aren't the gimme that they once were. But there was no issues with the weather. On every one of those that he missed, there was a good snap and there was a good hold. I empathize with the guy. I saw how terrible he felt. I saw his interview after the game, but it's on him.
Yeah. And he cost us at least 4 points last week during the Steelers game and 8 points this week. And John Dorsey with letting Josh Gordon go, he might not, you know, he might just say, hey, this guy's out the door.
It's not unprecedented for a kicker to lose his job after a game like that. It's happened before. I can't think of any examples off the top of my head, but I know it's happened, and this one was particularly bad.
Yeah, as far as the officiating goes, I saw a couple of Saints offensive guys had Myles Garrett around the neck and took him to the ground, and they didn't throw flags on him, but I'm sure the Browns did stuff that they didn't get flagged for, so...
I did notice them line up off sides and it didn't get called. If the lines on the TV were correct, it looked like one of the receivers, I don't remember who it was, but lined up across the line of scrimmage at the bottom of the screen, and it was, you know, maybe just a foot or so, but I just wonder how often that happens without it getting called.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, it's all on the Browns. This last game, it wasn't. I mean,
the kicker.
They did a good job at holding Breeze to, you know, not making it a blowout. But
defense looked pretty good. The offense moved the ball at times. Are we ready for Baker Mayfield yet?
Nah, I think one more game. I hate to see Baker Mayfield get killed and have the Browns ruin another quarterback, you know, by putting him in too early.
Protection seems to be a little bit better this year. A lot better.
Yeah, but throwing a rookie in, I mean, that really, you know, ticked me off where 4 days before the opening game, they put a rookie in at left tackle when Batonio's been over there playing left tackle against Myles Garrett, and Myles Garrett saying, you know, he's doing good, you know. And then they turn around 4 days before they throw a rookie in there who hasn't practiced because he had an injured foot. I thought that was stupid. And that might have cost him, you know, that might have been helpful in losing to the Steelers.
Browns play on Thursday this week.
Pardon?
Browns play on Thursday this week.
Yeah, the Jets. But as far as Josh Gordon goes, I think he was starting to become a little prima donna in the locker room. Because the report was that he practiced during the week and he had no problems. And then Friday or Saturday, he did a promotional shoot. They didn't say for what or whether it was for the NFL or a commercial or whatever. But he did a promotional shoot and ended up injuring his hamstring. And when he came in Saturday for practice, they said, you know, he's too hurt to play. So after the Browns cut him, some of the players agreed with it, saying that he wasn't getting along with Tyrod Taylor and Lowry. He was there. It's like he had an attitude. He's been there longer than those two guys have. He doesn't have to listen to them. So some of the guys agreed with letting them go.
Well, the Browns administration had enough, and you know some of the things that he kept coming back for, got second, third, fourth chances. I think that there's more to this that we don't know just yet. This is the first I heard of the promotional shoot, and that certainly would be a you know, if the Browns didn't know about it, and then he got hurt and couldn't play. So I see that. It just seems like compared to, you know, the drugs, especially in the past, that would seem rather minor compared to some of the things that he's been brought back for after he's done in the past.
Yeah, well, he showed up late Saturday, too.
Yeah.
That was another thing. He showed up late, he showed up injured, and they checked him out, and he couldn't play, and I don't know if they can get anything for him. They had, I think, four or five teams calling because the Browns said they were going to cut him or release him, and they had, like, four or five teams calling up to see if they could trade for him.
Yeah, they're gonna. They said they're gonna cut him, but they're gonna get rid of him to the highest bidder. He's a talent on the field. There's no question about that. But he's been a distraction off the field.
Yeah, plus he is weak-willed. He might fall back into that drug thing, and even if he drinks alcohol and tests positive for alcohol, he's out. He can't play football no more. So. That's about all I got.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. It is 5 minutes until the top of the hour. The phone lines are open. The Browns now 0-1-1, so their winless streak continues. It's all about semantics, isn't it? But they are not going to they're not going to lose them all this year because that tie with Pittsburgh. 9:55 is the time. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Well, you guys covered about all I was going to talk about, but anyway, I was wondering what Josh, I seen there, it was going to cut him, but
yeah.
But I don't think they're going to cut him. They're going to get something out of him. But
I think they will, and that's the first from our last caller. That's the first indication that I had heard of what he might have been guilty of. But
he had a pretty good. He done pretty good last week.
He did. He had one spectacular catch,
yeah.
and could have had another one if Tyrod Taylor would have eaten another spoonful of Wheaties.
Exactly. I thought he played good. That really kind of shocked me. You know, he's kind of a bad boy, but guess who's got the first bid for him? Oakland.
Yeah, okay.
You know, they always picked up
right.
Most of the Outlaws. They used to be known as the outlaw
right.
team.
Yeah, go there with John Gruden and see how that happens.
Right. But what? I'll tell you what. I think back to the Buckeyes, I think whoever's centering the ball, almost every center to the quarterback was on the ground almost. And you know that, but I don't know what's the matter with the center. He's got to get that ball up where the quarterback don't have to reach for it. That was half their
oh,
ball.
Oh, yeah, there were some bad snaps.
Yes,
low snaps,
was.
Yeah.
He had a, you know, you could fumble that ball pretty easy and then it hits the ground. But I thought they played a pretty good ball game. They got caught napping on a couple of them. I think that'll be, of course, that was about their toughest team they've played yet. They was fast, and that quarterback of theirs was pretty accurate.
Yeah, it was easily the toughest team that they've faced so far. They've weathered their first big test. They've got Tulane next week, which that should be a blowout.
Yeah.
And then it's at Penn State, and then we're going to find out what they're made of.
Exactly. I hope Moses better, but I don't know how serious was it. I thought they said that. You know, while they was recapping the game, it wasn't as bad as they thought it would be.
Yeah, I don't have any updates since Saturday, so I don't know. I'll see if I can find something. But we need him. He is he's been a monster in the first out there so far.
Yeah, but you know, I was worried. I thought, boy, they played pretty good without him the rest of the game.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that was adrenaline or what, but there was, you know, their defense didn't show too much lack without him. Although he really, but anyway, I was proud of them. They come back, and I think when that forward pass that he did, or shovel pass. Well, that just about broke her back, I think, when that went right into old Jones's gut, and he rambled into the end zone. That just about took the life out of him. But it was a good ball game.
It was. TCU is a good team. They were ranked, I think, 15th going into the game against the Buckeyes. It was down there, although you could hear the TCU fans. I was I shouldn't be amazed, but I was, that when something went well for the Buckeyes, you heard a lot of the Buckeye fans there in Arlington, Texas, screaming for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, well, I thought, I'm like the other fellow said, that the refereeing left a little bit to be desired. I couldn't understand if that hit on our quarterback took for, you know, to take time to, they was going to throw the guy out. It was, you know, to hit their, what they call it, the targeting the quarterback. It was helmet to helmet, but it wasn't delivered, I don't think. But if it was good enough to look at, I thought it would at least give them a penalty. They didn't even mark anything off of that. It, you know, if it was bad enough to look for a targeting, then it should have been roughing the quarterback or something, because when you look at it and it said, well, it wasn't targeting, and that was just more or less whether the guy was going to be thrown out of the ball game. But it wasn't even a penalty. They didn't. They just went. We lost it down and went on with the ball game. That was. I was a little worried there. That was pretty good hit.
Well, and with the stricter rules in both the NFL and college football, I suppose I need to go, you know, read the rules and exactly what they say. But all I want, and I think all fans want, is consistency.
Exactly.
You do the same thing week in and week out, and do the, you know, treat the both teams the same on the field. And, you know, that's all I ask for, is that you interpret the rules the same on all plays and for both teams. And when you have a new rule, you know, that's easier said than done. But that's what I want to see.
Right. Yeah, there was a couple of holding calls that they called on us. They was doing a lot of holding too.
Yeah.
But they don't. You know, they say you could call hold almost on every play, but they have to.
Well, nobody wants to see that. But I want to see the holds called when it has an impact on the play. If you're holding somebody that otherwise would have gotten to the quarterback or tackled the runner, then that's a penalty.
Right. Yeah, I think they'll be tuning it up a little bit when Urban gets back. I think he's going to take some of them mistakes out of there, maybe. I hope.
Well, I hope so. And there's still, it's early in the season. The Buckeyes have passed the test so far. Another, I'll call it a tune-up game against Tulane, because that really isn't a game I think that we need to get too worried about. But then it's going to be Penn State, and that'll be the biggest one as far as rankings. And as far as I'm concerned, that's their toughest game for the rest of the season. They've got some other tough ones, you know, Michigan State and, of course, Michigan are later in the season. But Penn State, that's going to be the pivotal game.
Yeah, the Browns have got at least they're interesting to watch.
Yeah.
It's better than they have been. But they got to work on that red zone. They was down in the red zone. They really should have blowed that team out. They was down there, what, two or three times and couldn't get a touchdown. They had to settle for a field goal. Then missed the daggone one that would have tied it or won the ball game.
Well, and while everybody is piling on Zane Gonzalez, and if he would have performed better, the outcome might have been different. Let's not forget that really bad interception that Tyrod Taylor threw there towards the end of the game. That was the pivotal moment, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it was. But I felt sorry for the Gonzalez. But like you said, the weather was perfect. The center was good. The hold down was good, and he just clicked it out of you know, hooked it.
Those two extra points and that first missed field goal, they all went to the left. And
right.
It just looked like that he overcompensated for whatever that issue was, and the last one went off to the right. And I felt for him, you know, seeing him sit there by himself, hanging his head, and even the interview after the game, he faced the reporters like a trooper. But there have been that's cost kickers their jobs in the past.
I look for him to cut him. I do. Maybe not. I don't know.
Well,
I don't.
You got that. I mean, just the chemistry in the locker room is, I mean, that's not going to be good. So I think that is a distinct possibility. For whatever it's worth, I cut him from my fantasy football team. That was more of a knee-jerk emotional response than anything, but I wanted to get my pick of other kickers before the Browns actually did cut him.
And, you know, the other day when the Indians scored them 11 runs in the first inning,
yeah,
I forgot about that. I was listening to the Redskins on the radio on your WT, and my brother-in-law called and said, "Hey, you watching the ball game?" And I said, "The Indians playing?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "They're ahead 11-0 first inning." So I switched over and turned the sound down and watched that ball game and listened to the Redskins get blowed out. But
The Indians clinched the pennant in spectacular style.
Yeah, they sure did. But what I couldn't figure out, and I didn't hear it, I don't get the paper anymore. What happened to our quarterback for the Redskins? We played that Fort Clinton with a backup quarterback.
That I don't know. That'll be a question for Coach Woodrum later in the week, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. But that's not the way that they wanted that game to turn out. The Redskins have had their struggles, but for the way things unfolded for them on Saturday, I'm sure there's no joy in Mudville this morning.
That's for sure. Okay, Mike, that's all I have.
All right,
hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Back to your how's your sister's place? That
well,
like
thank you for asking. Both my daughter and my sister, everybody is safe. They made through it all right with minimal, if any, damage. My sister and her husband, of course, are here in Coshocton, as I've mentioned.
Right.
They've gotten some feedback. The neighborhood did experience some flooding, but no major damage. So as far as my family is concerned, everybody got through it all right. There's still flooding down there, of course, but as far as the winds and the heavy rains, everybody's fine. Property is fine, and that's making my Monday morning a lot happier, and I'm sure theirs
sure.
as well.
Sure. I was worried about that. I knew your sister was safe, but I knew your one child's there.
Well, and my sister's home was right in they were just a few miles south of Wilmington. They were right in the crosshairs.
Right.
And the home is located maybe a mile, roughly a mile from the coast. So,
yeah.
Those are the areas where, the danger of destruction is the highest.
Right.
Fortunately, as far as the winds are concerned, the winds did die down somewhat. They weren't
right.
category 2-4. It was down to 1 or 2 by then. The rain, the flooding, the water was a big issue as well. Like I said, there was some flooding in the neighborhood, but at least to this point, their house is intact.
Well, you know, we heard of a couple that was from Coshocton here that was headed for Myrtle Beach this either yesterday or I said, how in the devil are they even going to get there?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even want to try to go now, even if you could get there. We were in it was Hurricane Floyd. We were down there about this time of year, I think, when Floyd hit.
Uh-huh.
And we were in the campground down in South Myrtle Beach, and we had to get out. That was mandatory, you know, to get out of there. So we lived hooked up, and we went up to Charlotte and rode it out. But boy, oh boy, there's a lot of damage inland on this baby. Of course, it came up there, but it didn't hit Charlotte very much. We went up there to a campground. That's about 100 miles from Myrtle Beach. And it just blowed a little bit and rained a little bit, but we didn't, you know, we went back and spent, because our son and his wife were coming down to stay a week with us, so we went back, and, well, we called down there first. They said, yeah, come on down. We had some minimal damage, but come on down. So we went back down, and we were about the first ones back in the campground. But that was something. This time of year, you got to be ready to know what you're going to do, I guess.
Well, you have to. If you're taking a cruise, by all means, get your cruise insurance, and it's worth the extra $100 or whatever or more for the peace of mind. And if you make sure that you understand what the policies are, during hurricane season, if you rent a house or book a hotel during hurricane season, because those policies can differ. It was the closest experience I'd had with a hurricane was just a year ago, and I think it was right about now when Hurricane Irma went through the Florida Keys. Well,
yeah.
A bunch of friends, a bunch of us were going down there. We had a house that we rented, already paid for, and this was in, I think it was September when the hurricane hit. We weren't going until November. There was some damage. They did have to put off another project that they were going to do to the house, but they assured us that the house would be ready in time for us to get down there, which fortunately, knock on wood, it was. We had a great time, but there was a lot of the foliage that was stripped from the trees, and we were right down there close to where, within just a few miles of where the eye made landfall in the Florida Keys. There was piles and piles of debris along the roads, both the main drag down there and the side roads. A lot of appliances that were on the bottom floors that got destroyed because of the storm surge that went across the islands. And I'm like, my gosh, if there's still this much of a mess 2 months later, I can't imagine what it was during and immediately following the storm.
That's for sure. All this high water and flooding. It's just some of them towns is almost wiped out. That'll be take a lot of cleaning up to take care of this baby. Okay, Mike.
All right. Thank you for calling. It is 11 minutes after 10 o'clock, and Wilmington was hard hit, and a small town, maybe about the size of Coshocton, New Bern, North Carolina. It is a coastal town. It is right at the tip of one of those sounds and rivers that comes inland, and the downtown area is very low-lying, 10, 12 feet above sea level, and it got flooded, and they had to make several hundred rescues out of the town of New Bern, North Carolina. The death toll, I've heard 17, I've heard 18, and you hate to see any loss of life. But in terms of loss of life, not as catastrophic as we thought that it might be a week ago when we heard about possible Category 1. So you can look at it from that perspective. We can talk about the hurricane if you would like. We can talk about the Browns or the Buckeyes. Buckeyes still number 4 in the country. LSU with a big win on Saturday. And they knocked off Auburn. Auburn was in the top 10, and LSU beat Auburn. That was a good game. It was kind of one of the warm-up games for the Buckeyes game Saturday night. And Joe Burrow, remember him? The former Ohio State quarterback, a lot of talent. But Dwayne Haskins came along, and Joe Burrow found out that it was unlikely that he was going to be the starting quarterback, transferred to LSU, had kind of a mediocre game until the fourth quarter, and got the LSU Tigers in position to score. So LSU up to number 6 in the country with former Buckeye Joe Burrow at quarterback. So we can talk about the Buckeyes if you would like, 740-622-1560. And way to represent Wisconsin, the game that they were heavily favored. They were beaten by Brigham Young. And another Wisconsin kicker couldn't get the job done in regulation. It was not a good weekend for kickers. So Wisconsin, they were ranked in the top 10 and projection. It still might happen. The Buckeyes and Wisconsin, they don't play each other during the regular season, but there's that possibility that they would play in the Big Ten championship if everything goes according to Hoyle. So we can talk about that if you like. And Nebraska, the Cornhuskers, seem to have hit a new low, losing to, Troy on Saturday? So we can talk about sports. We can talk about the hurricane. We can chat about the questions that the firefighters and the police recruits are asked in Cincinnati. or you can change the subject. It's up to you. It's a quarter after 10. Let's get our national, international news now from the Associated Press.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He says it didn't happen. She says he tried to rape her. The woman who is accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were both in high school is willing to testify publicly before the Senate Judiciary Committee, according to her lawyer.
She has taken a polygraph. She's a credible person. These are serious allegations, and they should be addressed.
White House counselor Kellyanne Conway says accuser Christine Blasey Ford shouldn't be insulted or ignored.
She should not be insulted. She should not be ignored. She should testify under oath, and she should do it on Capitol Hill. But if that's up to the Senate Judiciary Committee, they need to decide the forum.
Judge Kavanaugh
should also testify as to these 36-year-old allegations.
Kavanaugh's confirmation is scheduled for a vote on Thursday in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Tropical Depression Florence is still a deadly storm, dumping rain on parts of the Carolinas. But forecasters say it was expected to gradually pick up forward speed and complete a big turn toward the northeast. This is FEMA's Brock Long.
Not only are you going to see more impacts across North Carolina, particularly as it moves from the central to the western area, dumping copious amounts of rains, but we're also anticipating you're about to see a lot of damage going through West Virginia all the way up to Ohio as this system exits out.
He was on Fox News Sunday. Wilmington, North Carolina resident Tim Laney is stunned by what he's seeing in his city.
We've been down here 8 years, and it's the first time we've seen this. Matthew last year sat on top of us for about 3 hours, but it didn't affect us like this. We didn't lose power.
A local official says the roads are flooded. There is no access to Wilmington, says County Commission Chairman Woody White. 17 people are known dead in the storm. First responders are searching for a one-year-old boy who was swept away by floodwaters near Charlotte. This is AP Radio News. Get the popcorn ready. The Emmys are tonight.
It's Saturday Night Live.
You might think it's Saturday Night Live, but it isn't. At the same time, tonight's Emmy broadcast will borrow heavily from the talent involved in the weekly comedy show that airs on the very same network, NBC. Calling the shots on the show will be SNL creator Lorne Michaels, the host Michael Che, and Colin Jost, who anchor the weekend update segment. Two of the presenters will be Saturday Night Live alumni, Kate McKinnon and Tina Fey. And McKinnon joins President Trump impersonator Alec Baldwin and three other cast members as nominees. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
90-year-old Burt Bacharach has collaborated with fellow Grammy winner Rudy Perez on a ballad called Live to See Another Day. It was inspired by the Parkland massacre and other school shootings. Just released this morning, the song was recorded with the Miami Symphony Orchestra. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
It is 18 minutes after 10 o'clock, 68 degrees in downtown Coshocton. All in all, a nice weekend. If you have to complain about something, it was maybe a little bit warm, but pleasant weekend otherwise here in East Central Ohio. And just talked a little bit about Hurricane Florence, and it's not all over because of all that rain. The swollen rivers are nearing record levels. Rescuers are plucking residents from flooded homes as North Carolina's swollen rivers are reaching record or near record crests from the epic rains unleashed by Florence. Though downgraded to a tropical depression, Florence is still massive and dangerous as it covers parts of six states, with North Carolina still very much in the bullseye. At least 17 people have been confirmed dead from the fierce storm, and officials warn several North Carolina rivers could reach record or near record crests starting later Monday. Meanwhile, the city of Wilmington has been largely cut off from the rest of North Carolina by still rising floodwaters from Florence. Emergency officials say they plan to airlift food and water to the beleaguered city of nearly 120,000 people. So the phone lines are open if you'd like to talk about the weather. In fact, these are the rain that we are experiencing here in Ohio right now, the remnants of Hurricane Florence. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. If there's something else that you want to bring up, but you know what to do. And, well, what else? Any other Browns fans or Buckeyes fans want to call up and offer your analysis? The Browns and one of our Browns fans callers did make a point. I'm paraphrasing here, but they're fun to watch. They have a respectable product on the field. They aren't just going out and getting clobbered, but it was a fourth quarter collapse again yesterday. And this time you can put a lot of the responsibility on the kickers' inability to get the job done. Saw the look on his face. Saw him hanging his head. Saw that body language. New Orleans kicker came over to offer him a few words of consolation following the game. But if you're a player in the NFL, you got to get the job done. And kickers are treated, kind of like second class, not a good way of putting it. They don't get, I guess, the respect that the other players have for each other in the NFL. And part of that is because they aren't out there on every play or half the plays and exposed to the physical punishment that your players on offense and defense typically are. But it's the kicker who oftentimes is responsible for more points than anybody else off the toe of a kicker than from the arm of a quarterback's not always that way, but it's not unheard of. So the kicker responsible for lots of points. They are there in those pressure moments. So it's sort of like a relief pitcher. You got to have just the right mindset to be an effective kicker. Not only athletic ability, but to be able to deal with the pressure and the psychology of it. So give me a call and let me know what you think. Zane Gonzalez, a lot of speculation that he might not be a Cleveland Brown. Brown much longer, and he was kind of a, mediocre kicker with his time with the Browns. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560. Phone lines are open. It's 22 minutes after 10, and I'd like to hear from you.
It's week 5 of the high school football season, and WTNS Radio's taking you to the game.
In motion, handoff. He's got the first down, breaks a tackle down. He may go in. He does. Touchdown.
Friday night's broadcast has Barnesville taking on the Riverview Black Bears. WTLS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7. Plus, we'll keep you updated on all the other area football games.
He jumps over the top and is into the end zone. Touchdown, Riverview.
You can hear all the action on FM 99.3. or online anywhere on the new MyWTNSRadio.com.
Handoff, bounces inside in for the touchdown. And did it easy. Just gave, put him in motion, hand inside, handoff, and he goes 5 yards for the Riverview touchdown.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
Look around you. This land, this barn, this crop, this cattle, this farm. This all began as your dream. So when people say American Family Insurance protects things, we shake our head no, because we protect this, and your dream is worth protecting. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote at amfam.com.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Hi, this is Jeff Drennan from the Jeff Drennan Dealerships, and it's time to talk about the power of three. What is the power of three? It's three dealerships, three times the selection, three times the service, and three times the people, and always the best deal. The Power of Three gives you 9 all-American-made brands from GM, Chrysler, and Ford. Simply put, the Power of Three means you are covered. Look no further than the Jeff Drennan Dealerships and the Power of Three for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us today at jeffdrennan.com.
Papa's sandwiches are now available at Coshocton's Papa John's Pizza. Choose from Philly cheesesteak, meatball provolone, barbecue chicken bacon, Italian hero, and buffalo chicken, just $6.99 each. Call 740-623-8483 or order online at papajohns.com. At Best Heating and Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call them to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on brand new Lennox home comfort systems, up to $1,600 in rebates or up to 60 months interest-free financing. Get comfortable. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 today. It's just another way they make you feel better. License number 30482.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. We offer sports-specific care plans tailored to each athlete's condition for optimum recovery. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
This is Julie at Advantage Tire and Audio, where we have red-hot deals on wheels with no credit check financing. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Ballistic, and so many more. We specialize in finding you the perfect fitments for lifted, leveled, or even stock vehicles. Stop by our shop on County Road 6 or give us a call at 740-295-9200. And don't forget to ask about our tire and wheel packages.
Rain today with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Near steady temperatures around 70. Chance of rain 90%. For tonight, cloudy with rain likely and isolated thunderstorms in the evening. And a chance of showers after midnight. Warm with near steady temperatures in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. And for tomorrow, partly sunny skies in the morning, then becoming a partly cloudy, humid with highs in the upper 70s. Currently outside our studios in downtown Coshocton, it is 68 degrees. The phone lines are open, and this story from ESPN that posted about an hour ago, it says the Cleveland Browns are expected to change kickers this week after Zane Gonzalez missed four attempts that cost the team 8 points and a three-point loss Sunday, a league source told ESPN's Adam Schefter. So there's some, the wording of that is a little bit fluid. It says they are expected to change kickers this week. That does not necessarily mean that Zane Gonzalez is going to be cut, although I don't know who the Browns' backup kicker is. Says they are expected to change kickers, and also cites an anonymous source. It says a league source told ESPN's Adam Schefter. So for what that's worth, a league source telling ESPN that the Browns are expected to change kickers. Gonzalez missed two field goals and two extra points on the 21-18 loss to the New Orleans Saints. After the game, Gonzalez said, "It's on me 100%. I can't be too mad at myself because I'm the one that did it. You know what I mean? I can't blame it on anybody else. It sucks because we were so close to that win and it's been so long. I just let everybody down. It's been 631 days since the Browns last won a game. And that came on December the 24th, 2016. And although the Browns tied the Steelers on opening day of the season, Gonzalez had what could have been a game-winning kick blocked in the final seconds. The Browns selected Gonzalez in the seventh round in the 2017 draft. He made 17 of 25 field goal attempts and 25 of 26 PATs in his rookie season." So he missed one extra point last year. He missed two of them yesterday. 17 of 25 field goal attempts. Not awful, but not great either. That was last season, and really off to a bad start this season. So your thoughts, give me a call and let me know. The phone lines are open. We do have another caller waiting, so let's get back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, it's me again.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we can get Phil Dawson back.
Let's see. Phil Dawson is a backup, isn't he?
Well, he was in San Francisco, and then I heard on one of these programs that he was with the Cardinals, but I don't know if he made the Cardinals team. you know, during preseason and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, I'll double check that. I think he is with the Cardinals. But let's see, the Cardinals, they had their... I'll see what the status of Phil Dawson is. There's always a pool of kickers out there that are in limbo, have been cut by other teams. There's going to be some that are available, and after Gonzalez's performance yesterday, many of them are going to look more attractive than what the Browns currently have.
Yeah, well, if the Cardinals have got Phil Dawson, maybe we could trade Josh Gordon for him.
There you go. You're thinking.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon and Larry Fitzgerald on both sides of the field for the Cardinals. And with, who is it, Sam Bradford's the quarterback there now? Cardinals got killed yesterday.
Yeah, they lost the week before, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they got... it was 30-something to nothing yesterday. They got beat.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't know where Phil Dawson was. I knew he was with them, the Cardinals, during the off season. I don't know if he made the team or not.
Let's see. I've got here, ESPN that lists him as being with the Cardinals. The Cardinals just, they're... kicker was somehow injured yesterday, so if Dawson is indeed with the Cardinals are going to need him more than ever now. But he is with the Cardinals.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well,
I'm just wondering.
Okay, 10:31 is the time. We do have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, and the phone lines are open, 740-622-1560. The only reason I know about the Cardinals kicker going down yesterday, it's not too often that a kicker, you know, gets hurt during a game, but he was my opponent's kicker. And so he didn't score any points. Even if Phil Dawson was the kicker, the Cardinals got shut out, so it didn't matter who their kicker was yesterday. And my aardvarks, by the way, now 1-1 on the season. I did win yesterday. Neither of us has any players in the Monday night game, and I beat somebody that I really wanted to beat in fantasy football this week. In fact, it was a rematch of our championship game last year, which I lost to him, so I got a little payback today. Don't get a trophy for it, though. It's 10:32. Phone line's open till 11 o'clock. If you want to talk some football, we can do that. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Again, according to an ESPN story, it says the Browns are expected to change kickers this week, and that doesn't necessarily mean that Zane Gonzalez will be released, but it could mean that. And that's just according to a league source. ESPN did not attribute to who specifically said that, whether it was Hugh Jackson or John Dorsey or somebody else. It's 10:33. Let's take another phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Morning.
The previous week for the Cardinals, they actually scored a touchdown, but they went for two, and the pass didn't complete, so they didn't have a need for the kicker, apparently, in that first week. So. I thought they had a Canizero guy that was a kicker for Arizona, but I mean, the way things are in the NFL anymore, kickers are a revolving door. So
they are. There's going to be a pool out there that the Browns are going to bring in another kicker. They'll have some options.
There's always somebody waiting by the phone every week to see what happens. You know, between injuries and meltdowns like what just happened. So,
well, and meltdowns, which is a good way of putting it, because he seemed to overcompensate on that last. It soared right instead of the first three misses that went left. So I think meltdown's a good way of putting it. But if indeed Gonzalez gets cut, there will be a pool. You aren't going to have any Lou Groses, but there are warm bodies out there that are ready to fill a position.
Yeah, and, you know, those are the kind of people, you know, the kicker is always that kind of outcast guy that nobody really pays attention to until he you know, doesn't do his job that he's asked to do. And, you know, they don't practice with the team. They don't, you know, they're kind of off doing their own thing while everybody else is, you know, even other special teams people, are, you know, they're kind of separated from everybody else. So it's got to be a lonely world for a kicker.
Exactly.
You know, so,
yeah.
At any level, really. But, he was getting drilled pretty deep on Twitter there. Even somebody who was not Zane Gonzalez, the kicker, somebody who was at Zane Gonzalez, he was getting drilled by people who just entered in at Zane Gonzalez, not even looking for his actual real Twitter handle. And then this other Zane Gonzalez actually tweeted at the actual Zane Gonzalez and says, "Hey, can you do a better job here? Because I'm getting children here." Like, it's not even the right guy. Like, you know, you're not doing your due diligence even to tweet at the right guy there. But, a little lighthearted note on that. But yeah, it's got to be terrible for him, personally. And by all accounts, you know, he didn't really come in, with his head held high. Like, okay, now I get a chance at redemption. I'm going to go out there and nail this. You know, he didn't have a whole lot of confidence, or anything like that. You know, he didn't really have those teammates coming over to him after the misses and, you know, trying to keep the spirits up, because, you know, that does have a lot of weight to it when it comes down to something like that, you know, and you always just expect them to do their job and all that, but, you know, they kind of fall into, you know, obscurity when they do their job right, but then as soon as they don't do it right, then everybody, you know, suddenly pays attention to them and obviously grills them, and, you know, you don't get the positivity from the other end when they do something successful. But,
well, you are right. It's a lonely existence being a kicker in the NFL. Did you see who did console him after the game?
I didn't catch that. No.
It was the Saints kicker, Will Lutz, who kicked field goal that won the game for the Saints. So to me, that demonstrated that there is a, you know, kindred spirit and a brotherhood among kickers, because he was the one. His team had just won, and I'm sure he was happy about that, but did take a moment to console his counterpart on the other team when nobody else did.
Right. That's definitely a good sportsmanship on his behalf and everything, and you like to see that kind of thing. I guess the one big takeaway you can take from all of yesterday's games is that at least the Steelers didn't win either.
Patrick Mahomes is an emerging star in the NFL. He is off to a tremendous start for Kansas City as their starting quarterback, threw 6 touchdowns yesterday. And part of that was helped my team win, because 2 of them were to Travis Kelce, one of my receivers.
Yeah, and then, you know, you kind of look at that with a glimmer of hope for Browns fans, because Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith all of last year. He didn't start at all,
right?
I don't think. He didn't get any time.
He played a little bit of mop-up duty, but he didn't start. Got a little bit of experience towards the end of the season, but for the most part, he carried a clipboard.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, kind of looking at that as far as Baker Mayfield is concerned, you know, he's doing everything he can to just sit there and just soak it in and everything. And I mean, there is an element to it of, hey, at least he didn't personally take the losses that the Browns have, you know, suffered through and all that. He wasn't personally responsible for that. So I mean, it kind of protects him a little, but he still gets the taste of, you know, NFL-sized losses as opposed to college losses. You know, you can imagine, you know, being a successful quarterback in a major program your entire life and your entire, you know, football career, and then you get thrown to the Browns, where you go from winning, and then Browns, and it's not so good anymore.
He's handled the media very, very well. He said all the right things. He knows he's going to be the starting quarterback someday. And if things continue like this for the Browns, sooner rather than later. And, boy, I had a hard time with that pick when they took him first overall, but so far so good. The Browns are doing just what they said with him. But if the Browns don't win a game here in a week or two, I think we're going to see some Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't really pin it so much on Taylor this time. He seemed like he did a lot more to keep the game, you know, rolling and did everything he was supposed to do. I mean, that interception late.
That was a big one. That was a backbreaker.
you could have replaced that play with a running play, and I don't think anybody would have complained after that. I think the win is coming. Is that Thursday night game? Is that in Cleveland?
It is. I don't know. I'll check that for you. But it's against the Jets, so that'll be their. They were in both games against their first two opponents, which were, in my opinion, superior to the Jets, so they can win it.
Yeah, I don't think the Jets are, that big a threat to win. So I think maybe they'll get their win on Thursday. They got their rookie quarterback, Sam Darnold, out there. And, Drew Brees can make those adjustments and still get nailed by Okungbo a bunch of times and all that, I think Sam Darnold on the other side of Myles Garrett's going to look pretty intimidating. So I think, as long as they game plan for that or they don't look past it or whatever, they can, game plan for Darnold, I think that they'll probably get their first win on Thursday. So.
Well, I hope that that comes to fruition. Yes, in fact, it is a home game. It is Cleveland. And you mentioned Myles Garrett, and a healthy Myles Garrett has made an impact in the first two games. Big part of why the Browns defense has had a certain measure of success.
Right. And it looked like on those two sacks from Okungbo, it looked like he was only being singled, and I think he's on an interior lineman position. And so when Garrett's healthy, he can take those double teams on and all that, and it opens up lanes for the other guys to get to the quarterback. So I want to see him win. I don't want to see everybody just kind of looking at the schedule and check marking off those Browns games against them in advance. I want to see them be competitive for everybody's sake. So I want to see him win and unlock those Bud Light coolers up there in Cleveland and give everybody something to refresh themselves with. So.
Yeah, I don't know much about that that promotion, how many coolers there are, how many beers there are, or whether that is really a good idea or not. But whatever the case, I'll be watching from the comfort of my living room, so I want to see them unlocked too.
Right, it's a fun promotion, and I don't know how broad spectrum that promotion is up there, but you can imagine that there's going to be a few locations that are probably going to be sitting there cutting the locks off the coolers and celebrating a win. So hopefully that happens Thursday.
Well, we got to give your Bengals a mention because they're off to a good start. They're looking good.
They frustrated me there at the end because they came out roaring. They came out and just blew it up, and it looked like they were going to just walk away and take it to the house and all that, and that clock management at the end of the first half, it really irritated me. Like, they threw three passes in a row, took 14 seconds off the clock, punted it, and then they ran it back down and scored a touchdown before halftime. I was like, come on, really? Like, if you'd have ran like even one play of that, you'd have ran some time off some kind, even if they had to call timeout. You're at least keeping the ball moving and putting it on the ground and stuff and forcing them to use timeouts where they didn't even use a timeout. And, it really kind of shot ourselves in the foot there, and it was kind of like, oh, boy, here we go again. And, of course, Marvin Lewis has never been somebody that believed in halftime adjustments. So coming out the second half, all I could think is, oh, boy, here we go again. I've sang this song for the last 20 years, so I can expect this to happen again. So,
as a Browns fan, I cannot wait until the day that when my team is 2-0, but I'm frustrated because they didn't win with enough style.
Well, for all intents and purposes, I don't feel like we had to have two decent games, but it was like we had one really good game split between two different weeks. Like, we kind of mailed it in the first half last week and played good the second half. This week we played good the first week or first half of the game and kind of mailed it in the second half. So by more like sheer luck, that safety came in and knocked the ball away from Flacco at the end there, at the end of the game, to kind of preserve the win. But man, it sure felt like one of them close calls that it was closer than the score dictated. Kind of reflected. So we got to play Carolina next, and we kind of always have issues when it comes to quarterbacks that have mobility. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes, and, and all that, but I'm pulling for the Browns to win on Thursday night, so hopefully it comes to comes to fruition.
That's going to be a national audience. Just very quickly, if I remember, you weren't really a big fan about the Bengals signing Marvin Lewis to a new contract.
Oh, of course, yeah, definitely not. I feel like he outwore his welcome 2 years ago when the players melted down in the playoff game against Pittsburgh, and we had people out on the field that weren't supposed to be there, and all these penalties that didn't need to happen at the end of the game there that resulted in Cincinnati losing and Pittsburgh winning and all that. At that point, it seemed like he didn't have control of the team. And if you can't control your players, I mean, what else is your job to do except control your players? So I felt like you needed to be out 2 years ago. But now it just seems like the more they win, the more likely it is he's going to get more time in this, with the headset. And it's like, come on. We want new blood, new energy here, and it seems like we're always going to get stuck with mediocrity. So hopefully whatever tide we're riding right now, it continues, even if it results in having to deal with more Marvin Lewis. But because it seems like every week we get that stat of how many playoff games that he has not won and all that. So one thing that can be taken away from Thursday night is it was a primetime game, which they always say Andy Dalton and Marvin Lewis don't perform well in, and it was against a team that, by all accounts, they really shouldn't have really beat anyway. It felt like they didn't have the momentum going their way, but somehow pulled it out. So I guess that's all I got, though.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. It is a quarter till 11, and we can do some Monday morning quarterbacking if you want to talk about the Browns or the Bengals or the Buckeyes. I'd like to hear from you. And as it is right now in this young season, the Bengals are 2-0 and first in the AFC North. The Baltimore 1-1 and Cleveland and Pittsburgh tied for last place at 0-1-1. So for Browns fans, at least misery loves company. Let's get our sports update now from NBC.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stashower. Last year's Super Bowl teams both lost in Florida. The Eagles lost 27-21 at Tampa Bay. Ryan Fitzpatrick, of course, only playing due to the Jameis Winston suspension. His second straight 400-yard and 4-touchdown game. And the Patriots in Jacksonville fell behind 24-3 and lost to the Jaguars 31-20. Blake Bortles, 4 touchdown passes for the Jaguars, who are 2-0, one of 5 AFC teams off to 2-0 starts. Only 2 in the NFC, the aforementioned surprising Bucks. And the L.A. Rams, very impressive, 34-0 over Arizona. Dwayne Wade made it official. He's not retiring, not yet. He'll be back in Miami for a 16th NBA season. This one, he says, will be his last. Red Sox beat the Mets. Yankees lost to the Blue Jays tomorrow in the Bronx. If the Red Sox beat the Yankees, they clinch the AL East. NBC Sports Radio.
You're a smart, hard-working roofing contractor. But how do you get ahead? Use Beacon's time-saving online tools to help with material planning and ordering. You can even order materials from your smartphone, like GAF's Timberline Ultra HD shingles with new StainGuard Plus technology. The Beacon Pro Plus app works 24/7 and has perfect order templates to save you time. You work hard, now work smarter. Sign up and download the app for free at beaconproplus.com.
Napa Know How.
Why should you pick up 2 cans of CRC brake clean for $6? Because you know the right way to install new brakes starts with using the right product to clean the calipers and rotors. Plus, a portion of your purchase goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which makes it, like, doubly right. That's CRC brake clean. 2 cans for $6. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 9/30/18.
Heart disease is the most common cause of death for both men and women. At Coshocton Regional Medical Center, we are increasing your odds of survival from a heart event by making enhancements that have proudly earned us chest pain center accreditation from the American College of Cardiology. We have been recognized for the implementation of processes and protocols that meet or exceed national standards for early heart attack and chest pain care. As an accredited hospital, we use the best methods and practices in heart care to ensure that you receive the right care at the right time to minimize heart damage and begin your journey to healing. If you suspect you're having a heart attack, we urge you to call 911. EMS will start the protocols that can help ER doctors like me, Dr. Joseph Lau, save your heart and your life.
There's no sweet 15 or 15 days of Christmas. 15 used to be a boring number until now.
Noah and Michelle here for Dean's Jewelry. We are so proud to make 15 a number you'll love. We've created 15 of the most beautiful engagement rings we will always have on hand. We call them the Forever 15.
15 trendy, traditional, eye-popping rings that'll make it easy to melt her heart. Combined with our signature Whistler diamond, her ring will shine bright even across the room or in low light.
You shouldn't have to wonder if she's going to love the ring. You should know. So we surveyed the country for the most popular styles and created 15 engagement rings just for our friends in Coshocton, Mount Vernon, and the surrounding areas.
Finding the perfect ring for your big moment is easier than ever with our new Forever 15 collection.
Dean's Jewelry.
The Forever 15. Exclusively at Dean's Jewelry in Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local, independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Visit me, Clint Pushcarriage, at the Jacobs Vanneman Agency in Coshocton, or give us a call at 740-622-1796.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Grandma. This is Blake. I'm going to tell you a secret. Daddy thinks he's making me work telling people about Bellflower Apartments. I think it's fun.
Are you looking for a clean, modern apartment home? Do you know someone who is? Call Bellflower at 622-6400 for information about the single-story, energy-efficient apartments, all with private entrances. These quiet, air-conditioned units have ample parking and are located within easy walking distance of restaurants and shopping. And remember, the nicest neighbors in Coshocton are waiting for you at Bellflower Apartments. Call 622-6400.
Really, it's no secret. Everybody knows about Bellflower Apartments. It's a great place to live.
This is Julie at Advantage Tire and Audio, where we have red-hot deals on wheels with no credit check financing. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Ballistic, and so many more. We specialize in finding you the perfect fitments for lifted, leveled, or even stock vehicles. Stop by our shop on County Road 6 or give us a call at 740-295-9200. And don't forget to ask about our tire and wheel packages.
Rain today with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Near steady temperatures around 70. Chance of rain is 90%. For tonight, cloudy with rain likely and isolated thunderstorms in the evening. A chance of showers after midnight. Warm with near steady temperatures in the upper 60s. Chance of rain 70%. And tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, humid, with highs in the upper 70s. It is currently 68 degrees outside our studios in downtown Coshocton. And we have this word just in from Kids America. They are experiencing a power outage at this time. And the track is the only facility at Kids America that is available until further notice. So we hope to have some updates on that for you when they become available. From the City Fire Department, they are checking fire hydrants today in the Stewart Edition and also Pleasant Valley Drive. And this lost and found pet information is brought to you by New Wave Motors. Two missing dogs. One is a yellow lab named Maya. The other is a beagle named Susie. Both have purple collars. They were lost in Fresno. Phone number is 740-575-5670. This lost and found pet information was brought to you by New Wave Motors. Let's take one more phone call today. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you?
No, not too bad. This might be a continuation for tomorrow, but it might be a little homework assignment for you.
All right. What's your question?
Do you happen to know what the plans are or if you've heard anything about the basin at Adams Mills?
Why do you ask?
Well, come by there. There's a large number of dead fish floating in the water now. and I took a couple pictures, posted it to Facebook, and I've been getting feedback on that. Said they're draining it, getting ready for a four lane. So I was wondering if you could confirm
The four lane is, that project is on hold right now. So I can tell you that that is not the case. Certainly something for our news department to take a look at. I always take everything that people post on Facebook with a grain of salt. If there are people that are speculating it's for a four lane, that project is halted at this time. So whatever it is, that's not it.
Okay, well, that's what one of the residents from down there was telling me at Prater's Highway Market too.
We'll follow up with, and again, if the type of thing, if you got questions, if you do hear a rumor or see a rumor on Facebook and you feel that it might have a kernel of truth to it, by all means, you are at liberty to give our news department a jingle and they can look at it instead of creating even more speculation here. But we'll see what we can find out.
All right.
It is 10:55, and we'll be back once again right after this.
It's Shelby from your local Pizza Hut. Just a friendly reminder that we have our buffet featuring pizza, pasta, cheese sticks, salad bar, dessert, and a drink. You can come see us at 700 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Again, our buffet featuring pizza, pasta, cheese sticks, salad bar, dessert, and a drink is available Monday through Friday, 11:30 to 1:30, Wednesday and Friday evenings, 5 to 8, and also on Sundays, 12 to 2. We hope to see you all soon.
This is Anthony
and Joanne from Little Carpet and Furniture.
Do you need a place to get away from your parents and relax in peace and quiet?
Well, bring your mom and dad to Wilson Carpet and Furniture and show them the room package.
They can fix up any room in the house with the room package.
And won't be mad they spent too much money.
Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton.
For winning Ohio Lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Hi, this is Belinda Lacey, realtor with Old Town Realty. My experience has proven good communication is a key element when buying or selling a home. Bankers, buyers, sellers, agents, title companies, inspectors, appraisers, and more all have an important part to play in any real estate transaction. If you're looking for a professional with excellent communication and coordination skills, give me a call. 740-294-8869. Remember, the Lacey team is here for you.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
I thought they were a friend until they attacked me.
If you're a survivor of sexual violence, it's safe to say it, because the Ohio Sexual Violence Helpline is here. We help empower survivors with emotional support and local resources. Call us at 844-OHIO-HELP for 24/7 confidential support. We can help the healing begin today.
It took a lot from me, but they didn't take my voice.
No other garage door opener opens your world like a LiftMaster. What other garage door opener sends an alert to your smartphone if you forgot to close it? And gives you the ability to close it from anywhere, anytime, with MyQ technology. And has battery backup so you can get in, even when the power's out. Only a professionally installed LiftMaster.
In this area, call J&R Door at 623-2782 or stop in their showroom, 89 Vine Street in Coshocton.
It's time to get your tickets to this year's Y City Gun Fest being held Saturday, October 6th at the Muskingum County Fairgrounds. Gates open at noon, and just $50 buys you a chance to win one of the dozen prizes awarded each hour from 2 to 8 p.m., including cash, firearms, and the reserve grand prize of a new Honda Camo TRX 500 ATV. Your ticket also enters you into the grand prize drawing of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Delicious food is included with your ticket, as is live entertainment from Black Hand Hooch and Hunter Lee Pie. And did we mention that ice cold beer is only a buck? That's the Y City Gun Fest, Saturday, October 6th at the Muskingum County Fairgrounds. Get your tickets today. Visit ycitygunfest.com or call 740-221-0183.
This Ion weather forecast is brought to you by ValleyATV.com, your Polaris and K&M dealer. If you're looking for a Polaris or K&M ATV or side-by-side, then visit Valley ATV first. Valley ATV, the dealer where you can test drive in the dirt before you buy. Visit Valley ATV Polaris and K&M today on Jellaway Road in Danville or online at ValleyATV.com.
Rain today, isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, near steady temperatures around 70. Chance of rain is 90%.